Hallelujah. What are your names? Lynn. Lynn and Rick.
We got one of your children last night.
Yep. Father, we thank you for Lynn and Rick and for this opportunity to speak your thoughts over them now. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Lynn and Rick, I just hear the Lord saying that he's opening the eyes of your heart right now to see the great work that is at hand in your life. For the Lord says you've come out of a season where it's been tight, it's been tough, it's been difficult. And I even see the SOS sign going up, please, God, please. The Lord says that has come before me. Help is on the way. The Lord says you will go forward in this season. God says you will come into the next place that I have for you. In that place of dryness, of tightness, there's an oasis for you. God says, I'm giving you new strength. I'm going to help you recuperate. But as the eagle that goes up, God says there's been a purpose in this season. For as the eagle goes up and beats the wings off on a rock and beat off its beak and is vulnerable for a season, the Lord says you've been in a season where you've just been vulnerable before me. But God says, I'm renewing your strength. I'm renewing, and little by little, you're going to start realizing it's growing all back. The Lord says there's a new strength that's coming to you in this hour. There's a new vision. God says, I want to renew your vision in this hour. I want to show you the direction that you're going. And it's not that you've not been going wrong, but God says, in this season, I'm moving you in this direction. God says, I'm shifting lines of provision. Because even when Elijah, when it was time for him to move on, I heard the Lord saying, the Bible says that the brook dried, but I hear the Lord saying for you that brooks have dried. Brooks have grown dry, but I hear God saying that he will bring in a line of provision through different ways. I see it here. I see it there. You're going to turn around and tell your wife, look, there's another brook. God says, I will send the provision and I will get it to your hands, says the Lord. And daughter, I hear the Lord saying to you that you're a nurse in the spirit. You're one that you love people. You have a heart for people. You love to share all that God has for them. There's opportunity for you. I see you hugging and ministering to people you just met that need the touch of the Lord. They've seen through you the anointing of Jesus Christ. You're that transparent. And you're even one that you would wear everything on a sleeve. People would say, you know, you're not one to hide how you really feel. You're out with it. This is how I am. This, take it or leave it. What an anointing that's been given to you by the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To be yourself. And the Lord says, I will use that, and as people see that, they will see my emotions flowing through you. And they'll see the smile of the Lord smiling through your smile. And they'll sense the embrace of the Lord through your embrace. People you just met that need a touch from the Lord. You're even being led which line to stand in at the grocery store. God says, I'm shifting it, and suddenly there's someone behind you, in front of you, that needs to hear. Strategic. There's a strategic anointing coming forth in your life. Worship is coming to a new level. The tribe of Judah. You're a member of the tribe of Judah. And the Lord says, you're going to dance, 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 dance like you've never done before. This is a season where you're just going to dance and you're going to go forward. You're going to just do that very thing that you've so desired to do. I see you with the flags. I see you doing things just to a whole new level. There's a call on you to teach. I want you to instruct my children. I'm putting on you an understanding of the anointing, how to respond to the Holy Spirit, the moods of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit is moving in a service, how to respond at the right time, in the right way, when the Holy Spirit is calling us for repentance, when he's calling us to worship him, when he's calling us into intimacy. The Lord says, there's an understanding coming forth in your hour, and get ready to be poured out. You're about to be poured out like you've never been poured out before. God says you've been used before. You've been so willing to be used, but get ready to be poured out even more, for you're on that potter's wheel. And the Lord says, daughter, I've been removing things, and now, God says, now's the hour where I'm going to pour you out more and more and more. I see you hugging children that are from families of poverty. And the Lord says that there will be a healing that will come forth, even as you minister the love of the Lord. There's an ability to change the environment, the atmosphere with your praise. God says, come in, set up the atmosphere, declare the heavenlies, declare an open heaven. And God does say that to you. He says, there's an open door in heaven. Come up here and see it from my perspective. There's a clarification coming to you as you see things from God's perspective in this hour of your life. I also saw you rolling up your sleeves and kind of muscular arms came forth, ready to fight. Two things I saw from that. One, the Lord says that you're not afraid to do a man's job. If you've got to buck down and do it, you can do it. You'll get it figured out. The job got to get done. The other thing is that the Lord says, there's a strength again coming to you. God says, I will fight your battles for you. You're going to let me do that, and I will fight the battles for you. And son, I hear the Lord saying to you that there's a father's embrace that God has given you now. God says, I embrace you as your father. I scoop you up in this hour as your father. And the Lord says that as your father, I want you to know, I want you to be my son and enjoy sonship in this hour. In that relationship, God says, I scoop you up. I'm being strong for you when you can't be strong. I'm giving you answers when you have no idea what to say or what to do. I hear the Lord saying, I will be the one supplementing and complimenting you. And the Lord says, just rest, 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 rest. There's a new deep sleep that's about to come on you in the night season where you're going to sleep rested. You're going to wake up rested. No longer waking up with aches and pains, but rested. Because God says, I'm about to increase the quality of your life. There's a work going on around your ears, and I hear the Lord saying a profound anointing to hear from God, a profound anointing to hear the voice of the Lord, the booming voice of the Lord. I even sense that there's times you've even heard the Lord audibly and you didn't even know it. You didn't know it. But I hear God saying, I'm catching your attention to hear from me as never before. I see people from old seasons coming back into your life. People you just thought, what are you doing here? I mean, how did this happen? God says, I'm reconnecting you with some people that are going to be a blessing to your life in this season, says the Lord. There's a deep well on the inside of you. There's a bubbling up on the inside of you even now, says the Lord, that at times you've not understood it, but there's a joy that's going to start bubbling up. There's a word that God's putting in your spirit, on your lips to share with others. It's going to bubble up more and more in this hour. So get ready, says the Lord. Don't be afraid of the microphone. Don't be afraid of sharing. Don't be afraid of exhorting. There's a word of exhortation that's coming out in you, says the Lord, where you will help others see the glory of the Lord to a whole new level. So God says there's a new unity coming. There's a new strength coming. And God says, for you, I'm increasing the anointing on your life. So get ready to run. They're going to see you running, and they're going to get out of your way as you plow down the walls that have held you back before. You're going forward, says God.
So where do you guys live?
Greece.
Greece? Ha. God says he called you here. You're sent here. You are missionaries to Greece.
Yes.
Says you're a missionary couple.
Yes.
I was looking at you and I realized I could easily have met you in the jungles of Colombia or the backside of Mexico and you would fit. He's given you missionary hearts.
Yes.
But you're called to be here. Mm-hmm. And it's no mistake that you're in Greece. This is the front line. You're ministering on the front lines. Mm-hmm. He's equipped you for this job. And in these days, what you've been going through is warfare to establish what he's going to be doing with you. It's like what you've gone through to this point is prelude to chapter 1. There's a new level of effectiveness you're going to come into. You guys are supposed to be... Oh, wait a minute. Let me strike that wording. This is what God says. I am bringing blessing on you and through you to others. I call you an open door into my kingdom, a portal into my kingdom in this place. And I have set you here, my son, so that you might pluck up what needs to be plucked up and planted and plant what needs to be planted. I have set you here that you would speak the word in due season that needs to be spoken. And I have given you the eyes of a farmer to understand the seasons, to know when it's time not to plant, when it's time to pluck up, when it's time to plow, and when it's time to plant, I've given you an understanding and a feel for how to do this in the lives of people around you. And I've put within you, my son, a heart to be drawn to the unsaved, to be drawn to the lost. For you're not afraid of darkness, but you are drawn to pour light into darkness and to plant where others have not planted in lives, says God. The Lord says, I'm going to open up a doorway into the Catholic community in this place, and I'm going to give you entrance into the hearts of unsaved Catholics, says God, that you might minister the truth even to them, says the Lord. And I see that God's given you a word, and by word I mean a way of expression, not just words, but your face and everything about you. God's given you the ability to bridge gaps between saved, unsaved, Protestant, Catholic, black, white, you name it. God's given you an ability to get over things that maybe would stumble other people. And this is the true heart of a missionary. To be able to relate. Paul said, I'll become all things to all people so that I might win a few. This is what God's put on you. And this is a day of activation for you in this. I want to encourage you, when you leave here tonight, start thinking of yourselves, if you haven't already been doing this, start thinking of yourselves as missionaries, and that this is the front line. The front line is not Bogota, Colombia. It's Greece, New York. Amen? And that along with that, there's a word God's going to give you or has already given you for teenagers. I want to encourage you with that. God's given you an ability to speak to teenagers. Somehow, you're not, I don't think you're particularly hip. You might be, but I don't think you are. But it's not going to make any difference. God's given you an open door to speak to teenagers. So you need to do that, and you need to not change who you are. You need not to try to be what you ain't, but to be what you are and to speak just like who you are. But you're going to find an open door. All ministry is not what God puts in us. It's what God puts in the heart of someone to receive what we're saying. And that's what the Holy Spirit is going to do, is as you minister, God's going to move in the heart of this person listening to you to be responsive. It's a new day. You've left the prelude. I hear a new song, a new tune being played. Okay? Sister, I was sitting there, had the same word that you're a nurse. You're not really a nurse, are you? Or are you? You're not. Not career-wise. I had the same word. So I just want to layer on top of it that comfort with the comfort wherewith you've been comforted, that you are a healer. I encourage you to, if you're not a nurse, change in bedpans, that you begin to pray for people, pray for sick people, and to undertake counseling ministry. God will help you. I see that. I see a heart with multiple dozens of strings going all over the place. Hearts with strings attached, not free. And I see you come in with a big pair of scissors, like using a presentation where you're cutting ribbons. I see you come in with a big pair of scissors, snip, just cutting strings of unlawful attachment on hearts. God will use you in this. I suspect He has, but I just see an acceleration and a big pair of scissors being put in your hands right now to do quick work. It's the second time. Quick work. I see it here too. Quick work. Almost like a really gospel efficiency to cut these things and set people free quickly, that this is not a matter of lingering. I really like the way this feels to me. I see something being released in the church about efficiency, effectiveness, being able to get things done, not in an unseemly speed, but in a efficient. Come on. So along with this, there's a gift of discernment that God's given you. to sniff things out. The wolf, but not just the wolf. You also can sniff out, I see that. I see a heart here and brush and bushes in front of it, like a hedge. Like, don't look at my heart. Don't look at my heart. Don't look. No, you can't look at my heart. My heart's hidden, but you're able to see right through the hedge to see what's in here. That's part of that gift. And that's part of that thing. I just think God wants to set a lot of people free, and he doesn't want to mess around with it now. He doesn't want, he wants to set people free, and he wants it done. Come in here. Hey, you right there, you know, let me pray for you. Bam. I could do that, but I'm not saying you're supposed to talk like I do, but you know what I mean. I'm trying to demonstrate to get quickly to it. And I see that God's given you a discernment to see those things. Also, there's an old thing about, for years you've had it, an ability to spot the alcoholic, the secret drinker. That's very real. But along with this spotting ability, God's also going to give you an anointing to bring healing in that area. Wow. So don't back up from that one. And don't fail to have faith. Don't doubt. Have faith. Right? Okay. I'm also just prompted. Just want to speak to your body that strength would be in your backbone, that there would be no inheritance of back trouble or joint trouble. I see a threat. Shoulders, back, or spine, and hips right across here. I see a threat against that. And we just break that old curse in the name of Jesus. Cursed is he who was hung on a tree. We lift the curse, we hang it on the tree. No curse here, and we speak strength and resiliency and youth to the bone structure, to the bones, the shoulders, and the spine, and the hips. We speak suppleness and strength, and no tendency toward arthritis or anything, or whatever the attack would be. We just come against it and break it right now in the name of Jesus. Now, we prophesied over one of your children last night. The others here?
Yes.
Are they available right now?
Yes.
Why don't you tell them to come up? Now, the one that we prophesied over, have him stay where he was. You need to go sit back because we've already got you. What's your name?
Robert,
good to meet you, Robert.
Patty.
Mm-hmm. Patty, good to meet you. That's what God says, Robert. You're going to be a firebrand. Imagine. Samson. Ties the burning brand to the tail of the fox and has it run through the field, setting the field on fire, right? Mm-hmm. You're the brand. The guy's going to tie on the tail of something, and you're going to run through the fields and set them on fire for God. Mm-hmm. You're going to set people's hearts afire. Now listen, you need to run into worship. You need to run. Do you have an instrument? Do you play anything?
Yes.
What do you play?
Alto saxophone.
Saxophone? Alto sax. Well, God's going to use you in music. I see you running into music, and I see that fire following you wherever you go with that.
Yeah.
Also, I see you, prophesied over your brother, Europe. Yeah. Germany, wasn't it? Germany. Listen, I see you also being used in Europe. I want to encourage you to get a European language. It's really hard to do, to learn a language. But learn some kind of European language, if French or Spanish or something, or Italian. Who knows? You know, I just really would encourage you to learn Italian. Okay? And I see you running through the very dry, and all this is going to be taped, and you'll be able to go back over it later with your parents. Okay? Because I know this is a lot to just sort of drink in right now, but I see you running through dry fields in Europe. And like a burning brand, tied to the tail of that fox, setting fields on fire. Also, I see you wearing a suit and in conference boardrooms, speaking wisdom, financial wisdom. And I hear you saying, don't do that. God, there's a gift of a counselor on you, financial counselor, business counselor. Anyway, I see you with wisdom and saying to other suits, don't do that. That's a disaster. Do this. So God's going to give you an ability to spot the precipice, to see where not to go, and to see where it's to be able to spot plans that don't work. I haven't particularly prophesied that before, but God's going to use you in that. Okay? All right. All right. And listen, watch out for false mercy or an unrighteous or an unredeemed mercy. God's given you a gift of mercy, but make sure it's a redeemed, godly mercy. For example, always get paid for what you do. You understand? Always get paid for what you do. Or you're going to tell them about that later, right? Okay. There's a wrong kind. There's a wrong. Mercy can lead to wrong action if it's not combined with wisdom, right? Right. Okay. How old are you?
22.
You married? Nope. Single? committed? Committed to anybody? You're not committed? Are you free or not?
Engaged?
Engaged?
No, I'm not engaged.
You're not engaged?
Not free.
But not free?
I have a boyfriend.
Well, you have a boyfriend? Okay. All right. You have a boyfriend. Well, listen, I want to tell you that the call is on you to be a mother. Call is on you to be a wife. The call is on you to be part of a strong team of two people who serve God. The call is on you. I see you. What's that old Whistler's? What's the old picture of the guy with the pitchfork and his wife standing next to him? Who did that?
American Gothic.
I see you and your husband like that. And you know what that picture says to me is salt of the earth, provision, blessing, place of safety, all those things. I see that in you. You will be a place of safety. People will run to you because you will be that place of safety and a place of healing for many people. I see God using you to minister to women who've been sexually abused. I see God using you to minister to women who've been raped or beaten. That God's going to give you an ability to touch them without being afraid of them or their being afraid of you. This is what God will do. And in the process, he'll use that prophetic gift that's already in you to not only speak over them, but ultimately you're going to be speaking to groups, prophesying to groups, sort of like what we're doing. Okay? All right. Last, you've already taken hold of the Word of God and made it your own. Over the next 4 or 5 years, there are going to be a couple of real attempts to just rob you of the Word of God. Like, oh, you don't really believe that. Oh, you don't really believe that, do you? No. I see two times when an attempt's going to be made, just like if you have the Word of God in your mouth, holding on to it, there are going to be two attempts to just pull it out. Okay? So start praying that God would just, every place where you just pray for God to work the Word of God way down deep in every place in your heart, even the ones that you don't know need that prayer. I pray that all the time, that my learning curve would never flatten, but it would always stay steady just like that. Okay? Does that make sense? All right. All right, and last, guys, there is a word. God's going to use you to minister sexual purity to couples. He'll use you in that. He's going to use you to set people free from sexual addiction and from dysfunction in marriage. If you have any trepidation about talking to people about that stuff, really need to get over it. Because God's going to use you. He's going to open up people's lives to you, marriages to you, and you're going to find yourself talking to people about very intimate things. And he's going to use you to bring a lot of healing in that area. Not particularly a comfortable ministry, but it's one that's really needed. Okay?
All right. I'm glad you called them up here. Okay. First for you, there's some mission trips for you in the short term. You need to take every opportunity you can to get out of the U.S., okay, because at some point your life is going to shift a little bit, and it's going to be a little more difficult to make those journeys. There's an open heaven over you, anything you put your hand to is going to work. So same kind of thing, take every opportunity you can, because God's going to use every opportunity to grow you. There is a songwriting gift in you. If you haven't explored it already, you need to. And I see you just on your bed alone at night, just in your room, and you're like talking with God, and you're writing stuff, and you're just hanging out with God. And God says it's a big deal to him. He loves those times. And that those are going to be something that you'll always be able to look back in your life and remember, God spoke that to me then. In fact, he says, go ahead and start to write down things that he tells you, because in 20 years from now, there's going to be things fulfilled that you're going to find in a notebook from this year. He's going to begin to speak to you about your life and about your kids, about your grandkids, about your husband, everything. You need to write it all down. He says, never, never settle. Do not settle for anything, ever. Whatever's in your heart to do, you make sure you get it, 100%, because there's going to be lots of opportunities to settle for the Ishmael. Remember with Abraham, God promised Abraham that he would have a son. And he said, okay, God, I believe you. But then he faltered. And with his servant Hagar, he had a child, Ishmael. Well, okay, now he's got a son. But it wasn't the son of promise. And it was soon thereafter that Isaac came along, the son of promise. Never settle for the Ishmael. When you see an opportunity come along that is close to what you want, what you know God has put in your heart, don't settle. Wait for the 100% fulfillment, because it's going to come. There's a prophetic song gifting in you that you need to begin exploring. It's going to be a little trepidatious at first. Like the first few times you do it, it's going to be maybe just a little phrase, maybe just the end of a song repeated a few times. Just go ahead and do it. Just know that you're in a safe place here, that the people here love you. This church is very warm towards you. And so have fun in that. And as you do it, the more you do it, the more it's going to happen. Do you speak in tongues? Okay, you need to speak in tongues more, because that gift is going to be important through your life. I just believe God's pointing that out right now. So speak in tongues more and more. Obviously, in church, you want to have the interpretation. If there's not anybody who can do it, then you want to just keep it to yourself. But do it. Okay. Thank you, Lord. There's something else. I'll come back. God says, I actually saw a huge sword in your hand, massive sword. God says, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, is mighty in your hand, mighty. And he says, if you want to advance the kingdom of God, you need to dive into the word of God, the Bible, absorb it, memorize large portions of it. Memorize the book of Romans. I dare you. I'm serious. Do it. The more you learn about scripture, the larger that thing's going to be. That is the key to your ministry. The key to your life in advancing the kingdom of God is knowing the Bible, because the sword is mighty in your hands, says God. And I just want to echo the business thing. You're going to be the method of provision for your parents in their later years. You're going to get into the business world and be extremely successful. And God says to go ahead and start to think about that. Make sure that what you need to start to read the newspaper and start to just to learn the ways of the world, because God's going to use that in the future. Girls are a distraction for you. You need to. This is going to be a big temptation for you, okay? And hear me now and understand me later. There's going to be lots of opportunities to get distracted. I'm glad he's on tape because he's not here. So they're going to be a distraction for you. You need to keep your eyes on the prize. And he says to go ahead and ask God for things to look for in a wife, because that's going to help you to navigate the years ahead, that he will bring along someone. If you will be faithful to write down things that God tells you to look for in a wife, he'll bring it, and it'll match every single thing. Okay, so there's a similar thing of not settling. You will have the opportunity to settle for some stuff, so don't. Okay, that's actually it. No, I did have a word for the family. I saw Jesus, you have to imagine him being huge, but he came and wrapped his arms around the whole family. God is bringing you into a place of safety. Yeah, come on up. He's bringing you to a place of safety and peace. He spoke the word. Spoke a word about oasis. That's an awesome word. This is building on that. The vision I saw was him just gathering you into a green pasture that had a bunch of fences around it. Nice. It wasn't real big. It was a place where you guys could stretch your legs and have peace from stuff. And he's going to dress a few wounds, but mainly what he's doing in this time is he's giving you rest and he's growing you. He's gathering you together like a hen gathering. He says, enjoy the rest and get to know the voice of the shepherd. As a family, you need to get to know the voice of your shepherd, Jesus. Because in the years ahead, really, well, I'm not going to put a timetable on it. There's going to be some real quick and sudden turns and forks in the road in your lives, all of you. And to navigate that, you need to make sure you know the voice of the shepherd now, and so that you can trust it in the days ahead. Meditate on him. Spend time talking to him. You need to be still. Have times where you fast as a family. Make sure that you clean house. You need to go through, feel this, God's pointing this out. You need to go through and look at all the ways the media is entering your home. Make sure that everything's clean and everything that's coming through is of God. And enjoy this time of rest. I believe God says that you're supposed to knit. I don't know if you knit yet, but there's actually some money-making opportunities in knitting for you. If you will be faithful to get a lot of skill in that and develop your artistic sense, you're going to be able to make money at that. For you too, there's leadership for you. God says, caution, don't rush it. He will bring you the opportunities. He will be faithful to put you in position of leadership, but don't rush it. It'll be easy to. And he also says, don't be afraid of being misunderstood, that you are who you are. God has made you who you are. Be comfortable. Be confident because he's made you who you are. Don't be afraid ever of being misunderstood. That's it. So, I want to pray for you. Lord God, we thank you for this family. God, this key family who you have planted in this place. God, they are a pillar in the house of the Lord. God, a key couple for this house and for this community, God. And we just bless them in that, God. We thank you for them. And we just pray for all these words, God, that you would just make them a sure thing and sealed in the name of Jesus. And we count them as done in the name of Jesus. Yes and amen to every single one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.